Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You won't believe what we're about to talk to you about. It's so important. I think about the retired archbishop, which says about doormats. He says specifically, listen to this.
I've often said, if you behave like a doormat, don't be surprised if people treat you like one.
You got to hear, this is such a wisdom. This guy's coming out of Great Britain. He's talking about how people are just overriding the church and church is doing nothing. He's saying very specifically, listen to this.
I've often said, if you behave like a doormat, don't be surprised if people treat you like one.
Listen, as a citizen in America, you have the Constitution, that you have constitutional rights, which this commissioner that just recently we talked about stood up for in Maryland. Our Constitution, this is what our Constitution says in our First Amendment. You can get your little pocket copy of it and carry it with you, since so many folks are working on trying to get you not to remember it.
Right.
But it says, the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the rights of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the city council, school board, or to petition the government for a redress of grievances. In other words, it's your constitutional right to be able to say, you know, specifically, you know, how you're feeling to your representative government. It's actually in the Constitution. You have the right to be able to do that. And you're about to see right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
This particular father who was not pleased with the material that his children were viewing. Talk about
his
the material.
His 14-year-old daughter had a reading assignment from school, and the book is called 19 Minutes. And in this book, I mean, it was horrible. It had a lot of things about, you know, sex themes in it. He describes
it was very explicit. Right?
Very explicit. In fact, he says it reads like a transcript for a XXX porno movie. This is the father saying.
Oh, my goodness. The book that her 14-year-old
child. Mm-hmm. So the responsible father, right? You want to have healthy parents, right? He shows up to the school board meeting to address this issue and saying, hey, you know, what's the deal with this? Calm, just like any, you know, but he wants to address it. And they actually have him physically removed and arrested because he went over his 2 minutes. 2 minutes allotted time, and he's asking the question, am I being arrested for civil disobedience? Because he went over 2 minutes. And you can clearly see, and hopefully we'll have available for you, you know, some footage about this. But
yes, as a matter of fact, take a look at this now. I mean, you gotta see this taking place. This is WMUR.
And yes, there was a mistake made. The paper should have gone home. Okay? But there was comment that we're having dictating.
It comes up right after this.
Schools dictating what's doing. These people will be dictating what you can and cannot read and what my kids cannot read.
That's
and
absurd.
My time is up. Sorry.
Sir, you have to.
That's fine. No matter what. The whole thing is that this
please,
is ridiculous.
Sir.
Please, sir. That's fine. Please, sir. It's absurd. Why don't you have me arrested? Why don't we do that as a civics lesson? Nice First Amendment lesson, right?
That you please.
It's absurd, but everybody's playing around about what the content of this is. Nobody's talking about censoring the book. Nobody's talking about banning the book or burning the book
sir,
or anything.
Would you please be respectful of the other people?
Yeah. Like, you're respectful of my daughter, right? And my children.
Sir.
That you had that you put this book out with another. Why don't we read the notice that was put out?
All right, we asked you.
No.
Would anyone else like to speak?
Because I violated 2 minute rule.
Would anyone else like to be recognized? There's somebody in the back.
This is ridiculous. This is
the
civics lesson.
Two people in the back who would like to speak. I think the lady behind you in the purple raised her hand.
I guess we have to arrest her.
Any left hand you're cutting for your children. Can you? I don't think we can.
Notice how everybody looks away.
Oh,
this is the First Amendment rights are violated.
Yeah, nothing.
Can you take Thank you.
Now they're cuffing him up.
His issue here is that the school did not send any kind of literature advising the parents of what was, you know, going to be, the assignment is going to be given. And you know, all of a sudden, it's a week into this, his child reading the book, and he realizes, what are you reading? What, this is an assignment? The school sent this to you? What is this? And so he expresses his opinion and his right as a parent to be able to say, hey, listen, this is not appropriate. We don't need to have this, you know, in our school system. And at the very least, as a parent, we need to be notified
right.
that you're making this as an assignment.
Yeah, and the whole thing is that it is totally not, it's a violation of the First Amendment rights of this man. And we're trying to show you here, he's actually being taken to a cruiser right here. You can see him being taken to the cruiser and being cuffed. You got to see this taking place. Mm-hmm. Imagine this being at your school board meeting and seeing this thing take place. There you can see it now. And this is happening. And this, understand that if you don't know what the First Amendment is, you have the right to petition your government. They were putting a book out that he wasn't in agreement with, but he wasn't saying, he openly said in the meeting, I'm not saying ban the book, or right. I'm not saying that you should burn the book, that you should actually let us know this is what you're doing.
That's
because
right.
the reports are alleged that he's making is that it was pornographic.
Yeah.
It was pornographic in nature. And you're seeing him right now. They're taking him. This father who was concerned about his girl. And this is kind of like what's happening right now in America. It's like, this is what has been said. And I believe even Hillary Clinton, who's a potential, I think she's going to be, she was Secretary of State, mm-hmm. that she said, this is President Bill Clinton's wife, that really it's a village that raises the kids. Mm-hmm. That really that children belong to the state. And the state really,
right.
you know, allegedly, you know, that's what's being said. And that, and if you think that way, you're thinking like, well, we know better than you, sir, how to
That's
raise
right.
your daughter. Look, they're cuffing him up right now as you can speak, if you're
wow.
watching this.
Wow.
And this is a father.
Wow.
And all he's saying is you sent pornographic literature, I guess,
yeah.
you know.
The words were so horrific in the book that I saw one reporter couldn't even put the screenshot of the deleted and blotted out words, because what was left there and what was insinuated was just as graphic. So they couldn't even put that on primetime television,
right.
the blotted words.
Right, and it's so important when you think about it. Let me read this again. This is the First Amendment right. Understand, when you go to your city council meetings, you go to your commissioner meetings, when you go to the Congress, your state or your U.S. Congress, it's that government represents you. I mean, there is order. You need to be able to maintain order in the context of that. But you have a right to address your grievances. You can mm-hmm. say what you need to say, whatever it is. And he was saying very explicitly, and it looks like they were totally ignoring, you know, what he was saying. But your First Amendment rights, it says in the First Amendment of the Constitution, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Okay, that's one thing. But then the word, next thing comes up is or, so this is important, or prohibit the free exercise thereof, and then there's another, or abridge the freedom of speech. Mm. This guy had a freedom of speech. He could say whatever he needed to say, or the freedom of the press, or the right of people to peacefully assemble, and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. In other words, he had a grievance about this particular book that he was just saying, you know, if you would have known, based on this report, if you would have just let me know that this was going to happen, it never would have crossed my daughter's hands.
Right.
It never would have crossed my, you know, this, well, I wouldn't be here today.
Right.
And he said, why don't we just read the letter that you sent out? And they didn't, any of that, didn't address any of that at all. And we're looking where the very, very people that are supposed to represent we, the people, are kind of taken over in the context in this incident. It's not everywhere, but this is major. This is major. When you start seeing and you watch what happened to everybody when that was taking place, they were all looking different directions. It was sort of like oil and water. Yeah. They all just kind of separated from this particular guy. And it's like, and this is an education institution. So in education, our school, you'd think they would teach the Constitution. And this guy's even saying, this is a civics lesson. That's what he's talking about. This is a civics lesson. This is how things work. And he says, go ahead and arrest me. Then we'll have a civics lesson here. In other words, you can't violate my constitutional right.
Wow.
And they did it. They actually did it. And it makes you wonder, you know, how many law enforcement even knows, you know, right. what is your constitutional right? I mean, that's why when you read the Miranda rights to citizens before you arrest them, because they have rights. They have right to remain silent. Anything you say can or will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have somebody to represent you to make sure your constitutional rights are upheld. That's what it's talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's like, my goodness, you know, we got to wake up. And truly, I believe It's when we turn back to God's word, God will let us have the words of the Constitution back. I don't think we'll get the Constitution back if we don't get back in the word and let God get our hearts back. Because he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Understand, just like this archbishop said, if we keep acting like a doormat, they're going to treat you like a doormat.
That's right.
But we're not supposed to be in any kind of rebellion, going against any kind of laws, just like that county, that commissioner did in our previous program. She said, listen, this is my constitutional right. And it was proven right. All the way to the Supreme Court. And today, because she stood up, the First Amendment is upheld across the land now, mm-hmm. where you can pray in the name of Jesus. And we need to do that for men and women like this and say, and you can actually express your grievances to your school board about what they're doing for your kids. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.